This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment. One poem, center stage, just for now, just for you. Like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. I'm Maggie Devers, and each day I'll read you a poem. Nothing more, nothing less. No analysis, no noise, just a little space to listen. One poem only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Today I'm reading a poem by Natasa Benedisic. You can find her at Natasic Poetry Corner. Her book, Whispers of the Inner Child, is out now. House of Childhood by Natasa Benedisic. I would rest in a secret garden, watering my unsaid thoughts, for they had no other place since they were too much, waiting for life to unfold like a flower before me, with unplanned moments, yearning to arrive where I belong. Little knowing that some people search for their purpose all their lives, constantly feeling they bloom in the wrong places, loving things that never love them back. Growing pains were a certainty, that I was becoming an adult. Yet a part of me wanted to hang on to the zest for life a two-year-old holds. Childhood is like building a house. You will live in it for the rest of your life, unaware of how it will feel inside its walls, for construction felt so out of your control. I didn't want to be judged by my outside, but I rarely pulled up the blinds. Always careful how much you could see from my windows, yet yearning for guests to come inside. I have learned that not everything built was put in the best place for me, so I've crashed my windows and broken down my walls. I have learned that nobody can teach you how your rooms and furniture should look like. Your inner kingdom is yours to mend, the only lesson being that it is possible. I have learned the only constant guest here is me, and this should be a safe and secure place to hold in peace all I've been and all that I'm becoming. Only after, others will feel welcomed too. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.